Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
That's right. The new Democrat Party bumper sticker, if you're a drag queen and you know it, shout Free Palestine. The freest Arabs in the Arab world. Hey, voila! You bunch of glassy-eyed zombie loons. Palestine is free! You've won! You're victorious. Of course, it's free because the Israelis freed them and gave them self-determination and democracy and electricity and clean water, which they cannot generate by themselves because there are too many troglodytes among them. And they elected the head troglodytes to the genocidal blood cult that leads Gaza. I tell you, if you gave any, not any other culture in the world, but, you know, gave any civilized culture in the world an area that the Gazans occupy, there are no such thing. That's like saying Chicagoans, you know, it's not like it's an ethnic group in Gaza or something like that. But they occupy a geographic area more than twice the size of Washington, D.C., and they have something that we don't have in Washington, D.C., and that's 25 miles of beaches, of beautiful Mediterranean beaches facing the sunset. You're welcome. And the Israelis gave them self-determination back in 2005. They elected a terrorist group. And the terrorist group said, all right, no more elections. It's the old one man, one vote, one time. That's a commie thing, and they are authoritarian or totalitarian, the people that they elected, of course. Now, with that said, and I want to get back to what's going on college campuses in a little bit, but let me get to this because this is related as well. I have a story for you that is very disturbing indeed. A story of a terrible white racist school principal in Maryland. What a terrible thing. How did this happen? This awful man. Let me go to the story. Pikesville High School. It's Pikesville High School in Maryland. And the principal there is, according to these, there's an audio recording that has surfaced, and it's terrible. This person said such awful things, racist things, anti-Semitic things in this audio tape that became public. And it was being passed around the school by the teachers. And all the teachers, they said, oh, no, our principal, who's white, is a terrible racist and an anti-Semite. And he's got to go. In fact, more than that, he should probably be, you know, it's like the Zionists, you know, the guy at Columbia University who don't deserve to live. Eric Eiswirt, the principal of Pikesville High School. an audio recording surfaced. And let me get to this. It's two sound bites, and let me share with you the audio recording being passed around by the teachers at Pikesville High School. It's the voice of Eric Eiswirt saying terrible things about black people.
You know, I seriously don't understand why I have to constantly put up with these dumbasses here every day. Between these ungrateful black kids who can't test their way out of a paper bag, or these teachers who don't get it, how hard is it to get these students to meet their grade level expectations? Lawrence and Ravenel should have never been hired. And don't let me get started on DJ. I'm gonna drag his black ass out of here one way or another. I'm just so sick of the inadequacies of these people.
The inadequacies of black people, naming black teachers and the black students who can't test their way out of a paper bag. And it's harder out of a plastic bag to test your way out of a plastic bag. That's harder. So that's terrible, awful, and it's all over the school, and the teachers are sharing it, and it's out there, it's going around, and that Kenton is the what it calls him all kinds of terrible names, and uses words that are obviously racist, and he's a racist because racism. And but wait, it gets wider. He also, on the audio recording of his voice, takes shots at Jewish people.
And if I have to get one more complaint from one more Jew in this community, I'm going to join the other side.
Going to join the, what's the other side? The Democrats? You know, Columbia University? That's Eric Hasworth. Well, I got to tell you, this was so awful that the FBI got involved. They're not investigating the protests of all the anti-Semites and the genocidal lunatics. Say, you're lucky I'm not out there murdering all the Jews like this guy at Columbia University. But never mind that. And I got this guy at Columbia University who got into this school where, you know, fewer than 4% of applicants are accepted. And he's one of them. That's great stuff. Well, it turns out the story took a strange twist. Took a strange twist indeed. Because while the story was being passed around by the teachers and parents were involved and black parents and Jewish parents and all these awful things, well, it turns out that the audio recording is fake, and it was faked. It was faked by another senior employee at the school named Dejon Darien. Dejon Darien is African-American, and he is the school's athletic director at this high school. He's the athletic director. He's African-American. The principal is white. Can't have that. Just look at the Ivy League universities. They've all got WOC, you know, women of color, everywhere you look. I assume some of them are LGBTQ WOC because the Democrat Party has its own code, and it's based in MI, which is not military intelligence, but mental illness. Never mind that. So it turns out a Maryland high school athletic director was arrested after he allegedly used artificial intelligence to create a racist and anti-Semitic audio in the voice of his boss, the principal of the school, officials said on Thursday. Dejon Darien, D-A-Z-H-O-N is his first name. Darien, 31 years old, an athletic director at Pikesville High School, allegedly made the recording to retaliate against his boss, Pikesville High School principal Eric Eiswert, who was pursuing an investigation into Darien's potential mishandling of school funds. So wait a minute. The athletic director, Dejon Darien, 31 years old, who is African-American, was being investigated for the possible abuse of school funds by the principal. And he said, I know what to do. I'm going to go on Al Gore's amazing internet and use artificial intelligence because I don't have much of my own to create a fake audio recording of the principal's voice. And what should I do? Oh, I'll make him a racist. And now, because all us Democrats are Jew-hating genocidal lunatics, I'll throw in something about anti-Semitism. So isn't that great? Just amazing. Now, at a press conference on Thursday, Robert McCullough, chief of the Baltimore County Police, said that the officials... Police were first made aware of the voice recordings on January 17th, and only yesterday did it pop, and thoroughly investigated the allegations before sharing the information with the public. Now, the chief of police said on January 17th, Baltimore Police Department became aware of the voice recordings being circulated on social media. It was alleged the voice captured on the audio file belonged to Mr. Eric Eiswert, the principal of Pikesville High School. We now have conclusive evidence that the recording was not authentic because, listen to this, authorities said their extensive investigation, both the FBI and a forensic analyst with the University of California at Berkeley, they hate the Jews there too, concluded that the audio recording was phony. But it sounds just like him, of course. The audio recording was first sent school-wide to teachers and faculty and then widely spread on social media. The AI-generated voice of Eiswert, he's heard ranting and raving about black and Jewish families in the school, and on. But making disparaging comments, Jewish individuals, two teachers who should never have been hired. And the recording depicts the conversations between the principal, Eiswirt, and one of the high school assistant principals. So the guy set out to destroy the life of the principal. The principal was investigating whether he had been abusing school funds, and he decided he'd get back at him this way. Wouldn't that be great? It's kind of an amazing story, and it's the first one we've heard about. There have probably been other instances. But the racist, who is the black guy, the athletic director, trying to retaliate against the white, alleged racist, alleged anti-Semite, and turns out it was all made up by the Democrat because he was being investigated. Isn't that amazing? Mm-mm-mm. Police said the audio clip has had profound repercussions, not only led to Eiswirt's temporary removal, the principal was removed from the school, also triggered a wave of hate-filled messages on social media and numerous calls to the school. That'd be threats, you know. The recording has also caused significant disruption to the high school staff and students. And at the press conference yesterday, Baltimore County School Superintendent Miriam Rogers said that the administrative process to discipline Darian has begun. But we got the FBI and the county police, and it's a hate crime. Let's start with that. You guys love hate crimes because you're so filled with hate about everything. But the school was investigating other teachers who were involved in spreading the audio. Darian faces several charges, including theft, stalking, disruption of school operations, and retaliation against a witness. Sure, got that. Following a court appearance on Thursday, Darian was released on $5,000 unsecured bond. So that's kind of an amazing story, this artificial intelligence stuff, the AI. You can do all sorts of things with it. And here's another. I'm going to guess that given his reaction, he's guilty of stealing or misusing school funds. Otherwise, you wouldn't go to these lengths and recruit some friends to help slander and smear this guy because, Democrats. Aren't they amazing? Yes, they are. Just amazing. Mm-mm-mm. And I've got more coming up from our college campuses, the Ivy League and beyond. Just amazing. Just amazing. Yes, sir. So we got that. And also, I want to get to this Oregon or Washington, where they were having the anti-Israel rallies and a bunch of left-wing students. They decided they had to cancel the whole thing because they're all white. And that's why they decided to cancel it. The Democrats have done this to the country. The left has done this to the country. And the left took over the Democrat Party and academia and teachers' unions and transgender kids chanting, "If you're a drag queen and you know it, hate the Jews." Update of the old happy song. You know that the best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier uses Oxy technology that helps quickly destroy many viruses, odors, mold, and so much more in the air, in your home, in your office. With thousands of five-star reviews online, works like a champ. We have two of them at home, humming along in our living room right now. Any smell will vanish after just a few seconds with the thunderstorm being on. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, no match for the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. The powerful thunderstorm sends out O3 molecules. They seek out and help destroy odors. These molecules go behind and underneath furniture. Nothing can hide from the thunderstorm. And best of all, no filters to buy and replace, go online and have them shipped to you and swap them out on a schedule. None of that. It's a self-contained unit. You can hold one in your hand. They're only this big. So start enjoying your home again and breathe free. Get several thunderstorms because right now you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. You get three units for under $200. You could put one in your basement, your bedroom. Give one as a gift. Put one in your teenager's room. Bring one to the office. Start breathing clean, fresh air again. All you have to do is go to EdenPureDeals.com on Al Gore's amazing internet. Use the discount code Chris3, Chris and the number 3, to save $200. Thank me later. That's EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code is Chris3. All right, lots more crazy Democrats. They hate the Jews. They should be wearing armbands. But, you know, headbands are the new armbands. Do you think these protesters are braiding the hair in their women's armpits, too? We'll have to check that out this weekend.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Now, Joe Biden is the president of the United States. He doesn't do news interviews, but he's doing an interview today with Howard Stern in New York, New York. The White House schedule had him arriving at 10:05 a.m. An unscheduled stop at the Sirius XM studio in Midtown Manhattan for an interview. President Joe Biden and Howard Stern, the White House said. And in the 10 a.m. hour, Joe Biden was doing a live interview on Sirius XM with Howard Stern. Joe Biden, Howard Stern. Joe Biden talked about after his wife and child were killed in a car crash, he was contemplating suicide and contemplating jumping off of a bridge and said that he doesn't drink and he's never drunk, but they always keep, you know, liquor in the house. And he was thinking about drink, glug, 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 and going jumping off a bridge. Then he decided not to do it. He, remarkable stuff. He said that he's going to be speaking at the Gridiron Dinner tomorrow night in Washington. The Gridiron Dinner is not tomorrow night, an annual white tie dinner in Washington, but there is an annual black tie dinner in Washington tomorrow. The White House Correspondents Association dinner, and Joe Biden will, as I understand it, be speaking at the White House Correspondents Association dinner tomorrow night. But he botched that and said that he was going to be speaking at the Gridiron Dinner. Really, you got to cut him slack. He hasn't been around this town for very long. Joe Biden talking to Howard Stern this morning in New York City.
I got put in that 10 most eligible bachelor's list.
Because you were a United States Senator, you were a catch.
And a lot of lovely women, but women would send very salacious pictures, and I just gave them to the Secret Service. I thought somebody would think I was, and I just gave up.
He would, women, after his wife was killed in a car accident, tragically, women would send salacious pictures, and he'd turn them over to the Secret Service when he was a senator, and he didn't have Secret Service protection for years and years after that, but he doesn't know the difference between the Gridiron and the White House dinner and the Secret Service and the Capitol Police. Yeah, Joe Biden doing an interview with Howard Stern today, and according to report, he became emotional about his son, Beau, again. Very unstable, Joe Biden is, mentally, psychologically, intellectually. Very unstable. We were talking about this yesterday at Newsmax. I think before Joe Biden leaves office, we should declare National Beau Biden Day to be a national holiday. I mean, you know, God bless him. God rest his soul. But enough already. Enough. We know. It happens to all of us. You know, eventually. Hopefully no time real soon for any of you, of course, but never mind that. I think a national holiday. What day should it be? It should be, we'll have to think about what the appropriate date for National Beau Biden Day, and everybody gets the day off because Joe Biden, Well, speaking of Joe Biden, there's an Adam Schiff story today. I know he's got nothing to do with almost nothing anyway. Adam Schiffless, the biggest liar in Washington, the lionest lion sack of Jawia in Washington, D.C. And this is Liar Central. That's like being the fastest car at the Indianapolis 500, being the biggest liar in Washington. Oh, no, I've seen all the intelligence reports. I get the classified briefings, and there is Russian collusion, he told CNN 5,000 to 8,000 times.
I've also said that there is a big difference between whether there's evidence of collusion, and I think that evidence is in plain sight.
It's in plain sight. It's everywhere. You can't get away from it. Oh, by the way, Poppy Harlow is leaving CNN. Aww. Yeah, I know. I assume going back to her porn career, right? Because, you know, when she was a kid, they had a poodle, and its name was Poppy, Poppy the Poodle, growing up on Harlow Street, and then she grew up, and she became Poppy Harlow. And then she went to CNN, and she's going to leave CNN now, they're reporting, after nearly two decades at CNN. Got to go back to the porn thing. Also, Brian Seltzerwater is back at CNN today outside the Trump courthouse. Wasn't he an entertainment reporter, Seltzerwater? Mr. Potato Head? Uncle Fester? And they fired him a while back. And now he's back outside the Trump courthouse because he's the entertainment reporter. And President Trump used to have a network television show. I think it was on NBC. You're fired, right? That whole thing. Isn't that amazing? Yes, sir.
I'm not the left. I'm a journalist.
I'm not the left. I'm a journalist.
That's Poppy.
Poppy Harlow likes to claim. That's a thing. Going back, where do they do those? They're in the San Fernando Valley. Is that where they, where is that? All right, but here is the Adam Schiffless story. He's a California Democrat. That tells you everything you need to know. And a lion sack of Jawia. U.S. Representative Adam Schiff had his luggage stolen in San Francisco. Michael immediately was wondering whether that was Sam Brinton. But I think Sam Brinton, who was in charge under Biden of the nuclear materials and nuclear waste at the Energy Department, the Department of Energy, he would only steal women's luggage. Maybe he thought that Adam Schiff was a woman. Because with Democrats, they've got a lot of issues in that area, don't they? His luggage was stolen, probably not Sam Brinton. Thieves broke into the car of U.S. Senate candidate. I love the news media calls him U.S. Senate candidate. He's a House member, but he's running for a promotion. Thieves broke into the car of U.S. Senate candidate Adam Schiffless, who was in San Francisco for an event. Forcing a change, because nobody else would go. You wouldn't go there otherwise. I mean, it's nobody would go there. It's too crime-ridden and too filthy, and the hypodermic needles and the psychotic, drug-addicted zombie army of homeless lunatics. Nobody goes there. And the crime, the thievery, the thefts from cars, very well known. You know, you don't leave your luggage in plain sight in a car in Washington, D.C., and you certainly don't leave your luggage in plain sight in a car in San Francisco, which used to be known for various pleasant things, and that was then, this is now. So his car was broken into in San Francisco while he was there for an event, forcing a change of plans, specifically his attire for one of his events. This is the way they're writing the news story. Really, this is what I care about? Schiff's car was in a downtown parking garage on Thursday when his luggage was stolen in a photo provided by Schiff's PR agent. He has a PR agent. Schiff spoke at a campaign event in Burlingame at Ristorante Roca, dressed more casualty than his guests, casually than his guests who were in suits and ties. His other clothes were in that stolen luggage. Schiffless is a Democratic California congressman running for the late Senator Dianne Feinstein seat. I would say the seat of late Senator Dianne Feinstein, but English is my first language. He will face Republican candidate Steve Garvey, the Los Angeles Dodgers baseball great, Steve Garvey, who really ought to win. He's a common sense person, smart guy. And boy, he should win handily. But Shiflis, who is commonly known as the inchworm, will doubtless win because California, you know, what more do you need to say? He will face Republican Steve Garvey in the November election. So his luggage was stolen, and we know that Sam Brinton is a notorious serial chronic luggage thief and cross-dressing, transgender, head-shaving, goatee-wearing, lady-dressing Biden administration official. Nuclear materials, nothing to see here. Remarkable stuff.
I'm a gender-fluid individual who walks the halls of Congress.
That's Sam Brinton. He's got earrings and a goatee, and all of this is considered to be perfectly normal. Perfectly normal. Yes, sir. You know why? Why, Michael?
The Democrats.
Because Democrats. Democrats is certainly the answer. It is most certainly the answer. Just amazing. Let's go to President Trump, because President Trump infuriated people when he is talking about soundbite number 10. President Trump yesterday talking about the melee that is the United States of America, the chaos, the anarchy, the madness on our college campuses, from the river to the sea. Zionists don't have a right to live. You should, you know, the Democrat at Columbia, who's gender fluid and a black, I guess, person of color, and saying that all Jews deserve to die, and they're chanting from the river to the sea, and they're chanting death to America and death to Israel, and really all the, and they're being congratulated by Hamas, literally being congratulated and thanked by a terrorist group, a radical Islamic jihadi group, an armed militant group, holding American hostages right now and raping them daily, savaging them because they're savages and need to be killed, wiped from the face of the earth. There is one group that needs to be wiped from the face of the earth, and that is the luckiest Arabs in the world, and that is the Arabs that the Jews have given, they've gifted them modernity and clean water and electricity and democracy, and then they elected a terrorist group and got back to that whole genocide thing. But President Trump at the courthouse yesterday said, because Joe Biden is, oh, Charlottesville, one woman was tragically killed. Seven people were murdered in Chicago last week, and they don't care about that because it doesn't work with their political agenda. But President Trump yesterday infuriated the left-wing lunatics because he said Charlottesville was a peanut, compared to what's going on college campuses today.
We're having protests all over. He was talking about Charlottesville. Charlottesville was a little peanut, and it was nothing compared, and the hate wasn't the kind of hate that you have here. This is tremendous hate, and we have a man that can't talk about it because he doesn't understand it. He doesn't understand what's going on with our country.
That's a fact, Jack. Charlottesville was a little peanut. You remember that's where President Trump got in trouble because the news media said that he said something he didn't say. We actually have the soundbite of what President Trump said about Charlottesville and the, you know, good people on both sides. But I'm not talking about, and what he said was this.
And you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally. But you had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists, okay? And the press has treated them absolutely unfairly.
The press treated them unfairly, sir. I'm sorry. I just didn't understand what you were saying. You were saying the press has treated white nationalists unfairly?
No.
I just understand what you were saying.
No.
I just don't understand what you were saying. Who was that bimbo, honestly? That's got to be one of the dumbest reporters in a field of dumb reporters. Did you, what were you, like, texting when he was speaking there? Did you have your earbuds in, listening to Taylor Swift when he was speaking? You didn't hear any of it? Lord. Now, this caused the news media to soil their undergarments, as they so often do. Jake Tapper, who is a gyno. That's not G-Y-N-O. It's J-I-N-O, gyno. And so you got that Jewish in name only. Jake Tapper, who once had a date with Monica Lewinsky, and that launched his entire journalistic career. Amazing stuff. Jake Tapper, really upset that he said Charlottesville's just a little peanut compared to what's going on now.
Why bring up Charlottesville? Like, that is one of the ugliest moments of his presidency. And yes,
of his
we
presidency.
Are seeing protests all over the country. Most of them peaceful.
Mostly
most of them
peaceful.
In support of Palestinian rights. There has been
supporting
some
Palestinian
anti-Israel
rights.
Sentiment, and there has been some anti-Semitic sentiment, without question.
Some.
But that's not what the neo-Nazis and the Unite the Right rally were doing. That was not a peaceful march that turned into something ugly. It was ugly from the word go.
I've got to say, if you have any clue, if you follow the news, and I know you don't, Jakester, I see Jake around town every now and then. We don't have pleasant conversations the way that we used to. But I always ask him about Monica Lewinsky, his date with Monica. I don't really. I knew Monica Lewinsky better than he did. Although maybe I can't say that because he had a date. I didn't have a date. But setting that aside for now, just amazing. No, that's no big deal. Okay, so the Zionists don't have a right to live. That is no big deal. The all Zionists, that would be everybody in Israel that's Jewish. That would be me, no right to live.
Zionists, they don't deserve to live comfortably, let alone Zionists don't deserve to live.
That's, the Democrat Party's position on Jews, Jake, just in case you're playing catch up, which I know you always are. Amazing stuff. And then, you know, the Jews will not replace us. Whatever the hell that means. Nobody knew what that meant. That went on for 20 minutes. They were trying to preserve statues, memorials to Confederate people, which is American history. People came from New York because they want to preserve American history. But the Democrat Party is the Taliban, and they want to tear it all down. Nancy Pelosi taking down statues of Democrats in the Capitol because they're racists. Nancy Pelosi taking down portraits of Democrats from the Capitol because they're racists. You guys are, they were trying to tear down Abraham Lincoln statues, and they removed the Teddy Roosevelt statue in New York there. They want to tear down Christopher Columbus, and people showed up, some good people on both sides, and they were having a debate about the historical value of these memorials and monuments. And by the way, there were gangs of left-wing radicals with billy clubs with metal ends and ski masks before COVID came along that were running through the crowd bashing people in the head that you, fatuous frauds, edited out of the story. And in fact, I went looking for some of that video this morning. The Democrats spent a lot of time scrubbing the internet of videos and articles that make them look bad, that cast them in a negative light. So let's go to CNN, still going, because President Trump said Charlottesville was a little peanut compared to what's going on now, which is 100% true. And it's true, a young woman whose name I know, Heather Heyer, was killed when a 19-year-old with mental issues crashed his car into a crowd of people. All right? There's a story in the Washington Post today about a man whose three sons were murdered in three separate murders in Washington, D.C., and nobody knows his name. His name is John Evans, father of a 14-year-old whose name was Avion Evans, who was shot and killed on April 4th. And that comes 8 years after John Evans' other son, Johnny Evans III, was stabbed to death. And, I mean, it's so ridiculous. Washington, D.C., his son on April 4th was murdered at the Brookland Metro Station. His son, Johnny Evans III, was stabbed to death at the Deanwood Metro Station in 2016. And last May, another son, John Coleman, was shot to death on M Street in Washington, D.C. This man had three sons murdered. And I don't know their names, but Heather Heyer, because the Democrat Party found political use in that death.
So I think we need to be clear. Someone died in the Charlottesville incident. So little peanut with a death. That's what the president was saying.
With a death. Yeah, you really care about human life. I know. Send another check to Planned Parenthood. That was Casey Hunt. Seven people were murdered in Chicago last weekend. We had like four people murdered in Washington, D.C. last weekend. But they're not famous. George Floyd, a career criminal junkie who died of heart failure because of a drug overdose while he was resisting arrest again for yet another felony while he's being arrested. And everybody knows his name, and he's a hero. And by the way, Casey Hunt and Jake Tapper, at least 24 people were murdered in your Black Lives Matter riots from coast to coast, which you also called mostly peaceful because you were pretending that Black Lives Matter. Now, since George Floyd died, what year was that? There have been about 30,000 African-Americans murdered in the United States by other African-Americans. That is not an exaggeration. But they pretend to care every now and then just for political reasons. Mm-mm-mm. I'm telling you. Even John Fetterman was out there saying, hey, these protests on campus are dangerous. And he, well, I'll share that with you just around the bend. We'll be right back. By the way, Democrat New York Congressman Jared Moskowitz, who says his grandfather was the only survivor of his family wiped out by the Nazis, he also compared what's going on now to Charlottesville. He said, you know, Trump is right comparing it to Charlottesville. John Fetterman, the another Uncle Fester of the Democrat Party, says he fully agrees that these protests are dangerous, said throw in some tiki torches on campus and it's Charlottesville all over again. At George Washington University in Washington, D.C., one of the young protesters has a big sign that he made. It says, final solution, little Israeli flag, final solution, which is, of course, the Nazi plan from the Wannsee Conference, where they decided to exterminate the entire Jewish population. That's your Democrat Party. Now, yesterday, Newsmax TV was out on the street in front of the courthouse talking. Well, excuse me, President Trump visited the construction site, went and talked to a construction worker, said, hey, what's your message for Biden?
What's it like seeing so many Republicans in Manhattan, so many Trump supporters in Manhattan? Does that surprise you?
No, not at all. It's turning now. Trump's turn again.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
F*** you.
Ah, yes. Now, that's the New York that we all know and love. And great construction work, and he was just classic. Just one of his face was perfect, his voice, his demeanor, everything about him was great. God bless America. God save America. Have a wonderful American weekend. Love your family.
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
We're having a real conversation as real estate investors.
New episodes available every day.
It's important to buy where it makes money and not necessarily where you want to travel to.
Bigger Pockets, On the Market, Rookie Real Estate, or Money Podcast.
The purpose of flipping is to create more cash so then you can reinvest into other types of properties.
The Bigger Pockets podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.